We're going to talk about tonight how to minister God's word in authority and power. Write that down. How to minister God's word in authority and power.
Yes, sir.
Apostle Paul, you know, touched on it many ways. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, he touched on it, but it wasn't but enticing word. Then in Thessalonians, he touched on it again. Our gospel didn't come in word only, but in power and the Holy Ghost and much assurance.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And so there's certain things we have to do in order for to be able to minister the word of God in power. First of all, I was meditating, and the Lord says, before you can minister the word has to minister to you. And I heard one man says, you know, sometimes people think they're reading the Bible. Yeah, but when you're really reading the Bible, the Bible reading you too. And it's alive. See, the Bible is alive. It has a spirit in the Word of God and life in the Word of God. And so I like the way this read when it's talking about attending to the Word. It says in Proverbs 4:20 NIV, my son, pay attention to what I say. Turn your ear to my words. That's powerful right there, you see. That's powerful right there. Do not let them out of your sight. Keep them within your heart. Verse 22 says, for they are life to those who find them and health to one whole body. Are you following me? Then the verse 23 says, above all else, guard your heart. For everything you do flows from it.
Yes, sir.
That's powerful, man. You know what King James said, out of the issue of life, you see. Keep your mouth free of perversity. Keep corrupt talk far from your lips.
Yes,
but good water and bad water can't come out the same mouth. Let your eyes look straight ahead. Fix your gaze directly before you. Give careful thought to the path for your feet. And be steadfast in all your ways. Do not turn to the right or the left. Keep your foot from evil. How to minister God's word in authority and power. I think that's some good instruction there.
Yes, sir.
You see, I always remembered the revelation God gave me about God. He ministers seed to the sower. I remember reading that, and the Holy Spirit, who is the author of the word, the Holy Spirit says, that means with instruction. Mm-hmm. That means with instruction. So if you're going to minister the word, first of all, I said the word has to minister to you. But when you minister the word, it ought to go out with some instruction. Direction. You follow what I'm saying? And so one way to do that is consistently attend to the word. Let the word of God be your focus. Maintain a constant gaze on what God is saying. And stay with it until it says something to you. See, the word will speak to you. Yeah, the word will become a voice if you stay with it long enough. It will give you direction. It'll give you God's plan. It'll give you insight. It'll make you think above the things of this world. The word. If you spend enough time in it. See, you can't. Notice he didn't say glance in the word. And you can't be a sermon seeker. Are you following me? You have to. The life and spirit out of the word has to eradicate and correct some things in your life first. Somebody said it well, but it's not automatically, but the Bible is God talking to me. Talk to me first before I go talking to somebody else about what I don't know what I'm talking about. So I think Solomon pleased it well, yeah, my son, attend to my word, incline thy ear to my saying. Then he said, keep them in the midst of your heart. Keep them there. One psalmist said, may the meditation of my heart and the word of my mouth be pleasing to God, high goat, acceptable in thy sight. And it's not going to be acceptable unless you have properly accepted it. It spoke to you. So when you're dealing with God's word, you're dealing with a live commodity. You're dealing with, you're beyond history, you're beyond science, you're beyond psychology. When you're dealing with God's word, you're dealing with a live wow. Is God talking? Is God speaking? Is God revealing himself to you? God revealed himself to us through his word. We get our answers, get our solution, get direction out of the word. But you got to attend to it. I guess Joshua 1:8, Psalm 1:1-3 tell us how to attend the word, you see. Meditate in it day and night. Observe it to do with all that's written therein. So there's life in the word. And so when we minister the word, power and authority should be in that ministry. In other words, whatever a person dealing with, when you're ministering, the word should shake it up. And give them hope. When everything looked the same, that's why the Bible said in Romans 10:17, so that faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. But I don't believe faith come by sling words. I believe when the word come out properly, faith come. Meditation is so important. It opens the word up, and it goes beyond English or Greek or Hebrew or commentary or references. We see, or go beyond that. Then there's a passage that the Lord called to my attention. In the book of Job, he called my attention that passage, and I want to know how he's going to relate that. But he says, there is no other way to get acquainted with me outside of my word. And so if one want to get acquainted with God, they have to let God give them a passage of acquaintance. You follow me? And so God reveals himself through his word. God revealed his son through his word. God revealed the Holy Ghost, who is the revealer, through his word. Your answer is in God's word. How you know what my problem is? I don't have to know what your problem is. All answers is in the word. God left nothing unturned, nothing undone. The Bible is a book that can answer every question you have, solve every problem you have, and show you where God wants you to go. Can I get an amen on that? This is a powerful book we have. We're the only one got this powerful book. The church, believers, there's no other book. They've written millions and billions of books. There's no other book and there's no other author smarter than the author of the Bible. You know who the author of the Bible is, right? The Holy Ghost himself. It's a book without error. It's so powerful that many times it is called the truth. God is not a man that he should lie.
Right.
If he said it,
yes.
Did you say he'll make it good?
But
well, what you worried about then? Then he said by his word, I love Isaiah 55:11.
Yes,
I love Joshua 1:8. Yes. I love Psalm 1:1-3.
Yes,
get down there and say, whatsoever he doeth shall prosper.
Yes.
That's a doer of the word.
Right.
When a person know how to do the word right, that's what that scripture talking about. If you know how to do the word right,
right,
you're not going to do sin. You're not going to be, listen to me carefully, you're not going to be deceived by Satan, because you're already clear-minded. Your heart fixed. Your mind renewed. Your mind made up. So a situation or a deception can't change your mind. The word will quarantine you from being deceived. Listen, I'm hearing what the Holy Spirit. The word will guarantee you receive. Oh, y'all didn't get that part. The word will guarantee you get what it says that you can have. You stick with the word will produce every time. Unfailing, unchanging, unstoppable, undeniable. Now you're quarantined from being deceived, and you're guaranteed to receive. Did you write that down? But y'all think we're playing. We ain't playing up in here. You know what the Holy Ghost saying? I'm guaranteed not to be deceived. I'm quarantined not to be deceived, and I'm guaranteed to receive. So just tell the person, I don't care how you feel about it, I'm going to receive anyway. Just tell them the next point they tell you. Yeah. Either you with me or not. You don't have to be with me. I really don't need you, if you don't, because I'm going to follow what the word says.
Yes, sir.
I just try to stir you up a little bit up in here. Don't let in ministry, don't let nothing else take your attention. As a believer, as a Christian, our first love should be what he said. Stick with it till he talk with you. When you're first reading it, it's Logos. But if you stay with it long enough, it'll shift into a rhema. It turned from a written word, it become a live word. It become a spoken word. But you got to attend to it. When you attend to the word, you become acquainted with God. Oh, Lord. You become a God acquaintance. And there are some things that in one of these texts that said something about being acquainted with God. There in Job, I told you to turn to Job 21. Now, Job's friend was not understanding his situation. But I just like the revelation. You know, they're charging Job wrong, but I see in that text how poverty is to be fully acquainted with God. Spend time with God. And then you come to a point where you know what God's going to do. What? Because he revealed to you what he's going to do, and you, how can two walk together except they be agreed? Amos 3:3, you see. How can two? And so there's a word here, fit. There's a word here, fit. And I'm going to give you this word. It will help you a whole lot. Coming into harmony with God's word is coming in harmony with God's will. It's coming in harmony with God's way. You imagine being in harmony with God? You and God playing the same beat? The Bible says the steps of a good man is ordered by the Lord. And he's delighted in all his ways. And then the Bible says, delight yourself in the Lord. and he'll give you the desires of your heart. You see, when the word is ministered right, a congregation have a minister who has spent time with God, and he ministered the word in the spirit. Oh, you got a precious you, baby. You got a man living, a woman living, a man, a woman living a clean life, and spending time with God, and come, and you really don't know what's going to happen, but you know it's going to happen good. Right in his house tonight. That's why I feel anointed. Right in his house tonight. You're going to get an answer you've been looking for a long time. Because the word going to speak it out. It's just the word. When the word comes with instruction, it comes with direction. Thy word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. The entrance of thy word giveth light. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against you. Are you following me? So the word carries so much weight. It carries so much authority. It carries so much power. It carries deliverance. It carries victory. It's a guarantee. Sometimes I get disturbed. I see people who've been serving God a long time and say they can't make it and going through all these hostile moments and worried and upset. Man, you have challenges, but stand on the word. What I say? Stand on the word. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
You see, so before you can minister the word has to minister to you. Let me tell you something. People know when you don't got it. Yeah, they know. People got spirits. You can sound good. He said, "You ain't got it, baby. He ain't got no anointing. He loud, but he ain't got no authority. I don't feel nothing backing him up." Why are you looking somewhere else for help? And you got it in your lap. Why are you looking for counsel? You got it in your lap. Grow up. Listen at this. This is so outstanding. In Job here, 22:21, acquaint now thyself with him. And I told you already how you're going to do that. You'll acquaint yourself with him by Proverbs 4:20, Joshua 1:8, Psalm 1-3, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. That's how you acquaint yourself. He's in his word. God hid himself in his word. God hid Jesus in his word. God hid the Holy Ghost in his word. God hid your very life and spirit in his word. Not only is eternal life in his word, but abundant life is in his word. His word is the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus that have made you free from the law of sin and death. If you don't believe me, read Romans 8:2 and John 6:63. You're reading the same thing. Come on, let's walk again. So he says, acquaint not thyself with him and be at peace. God dog, don't care what's going on. That's right, you know what I'm saying? Thereby good, wow. Thereby good shall come to thee. When you're acquainted with God properly, peace and good come to you. Everybody wave their hand at me. Peace and good come flowing out that word. Oh, my Lord. I don't want to mess with that now, Lord. I'm doing good, Lord. I'm just... I'm gonna shake it a little while. But if I have to deal with it, I'll deal with it publicly, because I tried to tell the girl, do what's right. I don't want nobody leeching on my members. I don't like it. I'm training better than that. I'm training y'all better than that. To have this same old mess going on. Them boy from Baton Rouge, y'all stuck me with that girl. Y'all setting up y'all happy. I'm gonna see if you're an apostle or not. All right. Verse 22. Receive, I pray thee, the law from his mouth. God's word is his law. Receive his law from his mouth. And lay up his words in thine heart. You see what it says? You almost like you're back in Proverbs. You see? If thou return to the Almighty, how you return to him? Through his word. Thou shalt be built up, good God Almighty. Thou shalt put away iniquity from thy tabernacle. Tabernacle is your body, you know. Then thou shalt lay up gold as dust. And the gold of Ophrah as the stone of the brooks. Yea, the Almighty shall be thy defense. What? And thou shalt have plenty of silver. I mean, if y'all don't want nothing else, y'all want plenty of silver, right? Turn with me to another passage that will serve us well in ministering the word in authority and power. We talk about attend to the word. We're talking about acquaint thyself with the word of God, because it's going to acquaint you with God. And then the next thing is allow the Holy Spirit to do his job. Give him time. Allow the Holy Spirit to reveal to you what the word is really saying. Don't come up with an interpretation ahead of the Holy Ghost. Don't read a commentary before you give the Holy Ghost a chance. Meditate. Meditate and wait. Boy, I've seen scriptures jump out of that Bible. Well, I studied behind a lot of people. I studied behind people who got revelation. I'll do it. My spiritual father taught me how to do that. But by the same token, boy, you need to meditate that word. Yeah, I'm not going to just take what they say. I'm going in there myself. But allow the Holy Spirit to reveal and bring things to your remembrance. When you minister in the word, you're never supposed to know all you're going to say. There are hot spot moments when the Holy Ghost unfolds something while you talking you've never seen before. That's when the fire begins to fall. You have to trust him. You have to rely on him. You have to depend on him. You have to be waiting on him all the time. All right, Holy Ghost. And you hear something that you don't understand, he says, say it anyway. I've seen the glory fall. I said something that I didn't know what I was saying. The Holy Ghost told me, say it. And I've seen people fall in the spirit and people get their deliverance and get full of joy because a live word just came out of the mouth of the Holy Ghost. Oh, my. The Holy Ghost still talking? Tell somebody that. The Holy Ghost still talking? He has my answer. Who? The Holy Ghost. And he ministered to me through the word. Let's look at him in one or two ways, the Holy Spirit here, allowing the Holy Spirit to reveal the word. You know, back to Joshua 1:8, back to Psalm 1:1-3, those are two, and then Proverbs 4:20, attend to the word. But then there in John's Gospel, chapter 14, for a minute there. I'm not going to preach long tonight. You heard enough. My wife, I told my wife I wasn't going to preach long. My wife said, they got enough to eat now. You've been feeding them. My wife believed in my one sermon deal. My wife said, if you hear one of my sermons, you got it for life. Well, your wife ain't got confidence in you. Ain't nobody else going to have confidence in you. You don't want to say, honey, you can't preach your way out of wet paper bag. You preaching, your wife roll eyes at you. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. I try to train my girls better, you know. Then John 14, 26, but the comforter. Yes, sir. What? What do you call it? The comforter. But the comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name. And see, we're talking about something already have happened. He shall teach you, oh my goodness, all things. Not only that, he won't quit that. He won't quit that. And he bring all things to your remembrance. Whatsoever I have said unto you. Let the Lord say something to you. Spend time in the Word. Let him say something to you. So the Holy Ghost will have something to bring to your remembrance. But if you don't spend time with the Lord, he don't have time to say nothing to you. The Holy Ghost don't have no job in your life. I trust the Holy Ghost. Say it. I rely on the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost know what he's doing. And he has my answer. And what's so gracious about the way God set it up, the God is not trying, no way, no how, to hold nothing he said back from you. All the promises of God are yea and amen. Now, let me show you, though. You got to work the promises in a certain way. Before you become fully persuaded of the promise, I want you to look in Romans 4, verse 16, how this thing works. You got to see how it works, Romans 4:16. God not trying to hold nothing back from you, but he working a certain way. His promises work through two commodities called faith and grace. Faith and grace. He give you the faith and the grace. Therefore, it is of faith that it might be by grace. To the end, the promise might be sure to all the seed, not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. Therefore, it is of faith that it might be by grace. Yes, everything in the book worked by faith and grace. Right. You were saved by faith and grace. Right. God didn't change the plan. Right. The promises have to be obtained through faith and grace. You see that voice? That's a powerful voice there. Powerful voice. Therefore, it's of faith. Look in Romans 5, verse 1. Romans 5, verse 1. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Go to the next verse. By whom also, watch this now, watch this. By whom also we have what?
Access.
I can't hear you.
Access.
Access, access, access. That's what you need, access. Access, access. Access to the supernatural. Access to miracles. Access to signs. Access to wonders. By whom we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope for the glory of God. And then you know what the fifth voice say, right? And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Ghost. Now, as I teach you this message, I'm doing it to you. I'm teaching you how to do it, but I'm doing it to you right now. You understand? See, what I'm teaching you, I'm applying it in this message tonight. Tending, I've attended to the word, and I'm allowing the Holy Spirit to have free course to do with the word in you what he need to do, what he want to do. Build confidence in you. Not that I've been the church, I am the church. That's what the word will make you understand. God tonight is talking to me. I will never be the same after this night. You cannot be under an unction and an utterance and not be changed. Look in the, my God, look in the 16th chapter of John. You right there. My goodness. Yep, glory to God. Glory to God. Yeah, uh-huh. Hallelujah.
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 You know what? You know what your situation is saying that is against you now? Please, please, please. Stop them, stop them. Look at the expectation you have. You recognize it's not just a man talking to you. You know anything can happen at any moment up in here. I'm going to get to, in a few minutes, I'm going to get to atmosphere being created. See, when you walk through the word, attend to the word, and get acquainted with God through the word, and allow the Holy Spirit to reveal things to you, then the anointing come, but then you get into an atmosphere. Within that atmosphere will be an authority, a takeover. Here's one of them things the Holy Ghost will reveal to you. You know, it sounds so comical. It sounds sometimes so invalidated. But he says, my word, the anointing is greater than the Alka-Seltzer. It worked divine. Aspirin is greater than the aspirin. It is divine. See, your head don't belong to the aspirin, but your head belongs to the anointed. It belongs to the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost said, I'm not about giving temporary release. When I do it, it's done. Come out and don't come back no more. Another word the Lord come up with, I don't even have it in my note. That's why you got to watch it when you're ministering. When the word of God is going forth properly, it creates what you call a divine assurance. It's It's no insurance you can buy compatible to the divine assurance that God is talking to me. God has promised me he'll never leave me nor forsake me. I'm his. I'm his property. He owned me. And he clamored me all the time. You follow me?
Yes, sir.
And so the word should produce to those you're ministering to divine assurance, access. See? Other words, they shouldn't leave your session wondering what happened. They should know something happened. They should know that God has spoken. This thing is settled. When the word is preached properly, the kingdom comes. Government come to overrule any plan, any man, or any demon has against you. Always remember, in God's word is his divine plan for your life. And if it's spoken right, it just keep coming out. New parts. You should never know what all happened to you in a service. You should the next 2-3 years be picking it up. I got this. See, that divine assurance is so precious. You know, you hear God's word properly, and that word speak to you, man. That word tell you, say, look, I got it. I'm with you. Everything's still the same on the outside, but there's a divine harmony, a divine agreement have come on the inside. You and God got a thing going on. You almost can't... You can't explain it to your neighbor. Or you can tell them, I'm all right. Don't go by what you see. I have, watch this. Heard it, the Holy Ghost said it. I have invisible help surrounding me. I'm not by myself. I got invisible help surrounding me right now. I just can't explain it to you, girl. Just leave me alone. But I feel something surrounding me. It's real. The invisible world is more real than the visible world. What you can't see is more real than what you do see. Oh, my goodness. Oh, see, when the word is ministered like this, I told you I'm not only teaching it to you, I'm doing it to you. When the word is ministered like this, it seems like something circles around you. That's invisible help. Our power is not in the visible. Our power is in the invisible world. Sometimes you can't see it, but you can feel it. My God in heaven. I'm almost through, children. You have to let the word do something to you. You got to yield to it. I know the word is a doer because Hebrews 4:12. Tell me what it does. It separates spirit, soul, and the body. And it's a discerner of the intent and thought of the heart, or thought of the soul. The word, check it out. The word said, don't do that. Do this. There's a way that seemed right to a man, but the end thereof is death. Do this. Even though this don't seem right to you. Most of the time the Lord dealing with you, what he doing, what he tell you to do don't seem right to you. Because he can't let you mess it up. So you got to have trust in the Lord with all your heart. You got to trust him. So he tell you to do this, and this don't look right. This not adding up, but that's the very thing he wants you to do. But there's a way that seems right to a man, but the end thereof is death. Because he didn't tell you to do that. Somebody else told you to do that. You see it? You see it? Just because you don't see your answer doesn't mean it's not up in you tonight. Whenever the word is going forth in authority and power, the answer is coming out. Be aware, my sisters and brothers, the Holy Ghost is ministering to you right now. The Holy Ghost is probing in your life to find out what he can do to make life better for you. And I tell you what, the Holy Ghost can do it, boy. Woo, my. Say the Holy Ghost can do it. Invite him. Say, Holy Ghost, we invite you to do it. The Holy Ghost always ride piggyback on the word. When the word is going out, don't believe that the Holy Ghost is not out, because he ride piggyback. When the word is coming forth, the Holy Ghost is coming forth at the same time. That's how the word turn into the soul of the spirit, part of the arm of God. Word turn into the shield of faith. Quench all fiery doubts. Word of God turn into a breastplate of righteousness. Put you in position. I have a right to be blessed. I have a right to be delivered. I have a right to be free. I have the right to have joy. I have the right to shout sometimes. I have the right to hear music and nobody playing nothing. I have a right. Holy Ghost needs to set you on fire sometime. You ought to feel a burning on the inside coming to the outside. The Holy Ghost. Wave your hand. The Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost and the Word is a divine combination. When the Word and the Holy Ghost lock hand, boy, something got to happen. Something about to break through. Break every chain. Break every chain. Break every yoke. I want you to do just like I tell you. Tell somebody, God dog it, it's my time. Come on, man. Receive, sir, a $500 check. Who time is it up in here? If you believe it's your time, cut up. I'll receive, sir. They say, is your son crying? Shout, it's your grandbaby time. Shout. 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 Hey, 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 hey. Hey, hey, hey. Shout. Shout. Shout it out. Shout it out. Shout it out. Oh. Oh, I see some of y'all don't believe me. I say shout because it's your time. Go ahead, keep playing. I call her. My time. The word been ministered to me. The Holy Ghost is moving. It's my time. I can receive whatever I need to receive. I believe I'm going to grab something right now. I believe I'm going to grab something right now. I believe something in the atmosphere. Right now, I believe the glory here. I said, I believe the glory here. I believe I'm going to grab something right now. I believe the glory here.